Leave it in, leave it in.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
You sure are. How you doing today, Big JD?
Oh, great. It never felt better.
You know, you look great.
Yeah, okay. Maybe on the outside.
Should always leave your mohawk.
Down?
Lay it down. Give it a rest, would you?
Yeah. I do a few different things with it here and there. I'm going blue soon.
Sure.
Within the next couple weeks. Crazy blue.
Because you're going on the road with the Jeffrey David Blues connection. Yeah,
going on the road. The long road to nowhere.
Long and winding road. Total madness. You go to a website and it starts auto-playing. And they don't give you any controls right away.
I don't like that at all. Well, auto-play.
You don't even get to watch it.
Because I have that computer, I don't want auto-play. Believe me.
That computer doesn't support auto-play.
It's bad enough that something would auto-play and be like this. But try and stop something that's auto-playing like that.
I know.
It's impossible. You never get the hand over the pause button.
It turns into a beach ball first.
It's just ridiculous, man. But it'll make me appreciate a new computer much more.
You sure will love it and take care of it. So what else is going on around here?
Around here? It's been pretty wet.
It rained last night, yeah.
I guess it was crazy storm this morning.
Crazy storm, yeah.
I didn't hear a thing.
No.
No.
We had our window open, and there was lightning hitting the ground really close to my place.
Yeah. How do you know that it hits the ground? Do you see it in the distance at all, ever?
No? You feel it.
Do you?
Yeah. Like my house shakes.
Boy.
Like, you know.
That's not just the sky cracking? You know, the lightning cracking?
Yeah, sometimes you hear that, too.
But it hits the ground, really, eh?
Yes, it definitely hits the ground.
That'd be cool to watch.
You can go to some website and tells you every single lightning strike that happened in the last 24 hours in any given area. Wow. Yeah.
So I want the webcam.
The webcam that captures the lightning strikes.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure there's tons of those, too. Something tells me.
Yeah, you can watch all kinds of that stuff on that. What's that thing called? The internet?
The interwebs of the internet. So what's going on here? It's not Sunday morning. It's not 11 o'clock. We are not streaming this live.
Lippo's going on the bogey golf tour.
I'm
going to be away tomorrow, sloshing it out in the storm that's supposed to be coming tomorrow morning.
There is going to be some rain tomorrow, I heard, yeah. Lots of rain tonight.
I was just kidding. I didn't know, but it's going to be
rain tonight, I guess. Showers, it says.
Supposed to be a nice week, though, is it not?
The week coming up, I don't know. Okay. I got to work, so.
I think 70s, though. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. The temps are rising. It's May 1st.
I'm trying to get my battery back in the bike.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the Jabbercast newsroom. So, some news from around the world and everywhere else.
Whoa. Okay. This morning on the planet Mars, there was this Martian who... No.
Ah, that was going to be good.
No, it wasn't.
Why not lie?
Because
they found life on Mars. You heard it here first.
Our listeners need to know the truth. Don't you think? Don't you think?
It's a need-to-know basis. So,
well, the big news story, of course, is the oil in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right. They found oil in the Gulf of Mexico, so we don't have to worry about oil anymore.
Yeah, they found that few decades ago.
So what's going on? Tell us what's happening and what's happening in the industry there as well. Economy is going to go down the tubes.
What economy?
Well, the fish economy.
Fishing economy, which is something.
Is this the fishing show? No, that's Actually, that's another thing we should mention, that this is not going to be the hunting and fishing show this week.
Right.
Yeah. We're actually doing the
Influential People show.
That's right. Took the words right off of my tongue.
Right, because I left some interview material back at the other studio, and
that has nothing to do with it.
No.
No. Well, I think this just came up too quick with having to do a pre-recorded show. And we wanted to get some interviews for the hunting and fishing show. So
yes,
we're going to put it off till next week. We're going to swap these two shows.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
So what's going on down in New Orleans and the Florida coast as well? It's five times worse than they thought it was going to be. I think they thought there was going to be...
That's a lot worse.
1,000 barrels of oil were leaking out of this thing a day, which is bad enough as it is. But it turns out it's more like 5,000 barrels a day are leaking out. And then the size of the oil spill is just spreading out. So now the people on land are wondering when it's going to come ashore. And what's going to happen, it's all these marshlands along the Gulf of Mexico is where, I forget what the girl said on CNN, it covers 60 or 70% of all shrimp come from this area here.
Right.
Large percentage of oysters and a large percentage of crab come from the Gulf of Mexico. So a lot of the people who are in this industry, and obviously there's a bunch of them, are depending on these species of animals continuing on living. Whereas the woman here said that if in the worst case scenario, if everything just gets decimated, it's going to take 20 years to come back to...
And there will be none of these species?
Right.
So...
That's a major impact. Do you think people were ever worried about something like that when you see you go off the coast of California?
Well, I think they're sometimes worried about some of those kinds of things happening, but not from oil spill.
Oil spill's fresh out of the ground oil spill.
Yeah.
I wonder if oil spills ever happen naturally. Like, just a crack in the ocean floor.
I don't know.
I think we would have known that by now, wouldn't we?
I think so.
We would have seen some evidence of that happening.
But I've heard stories about there may not be fish in 50 years from now because of natural something or other, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes those natural disastrous things like that are unknown to scientists and things like that. But I don't know how well they plan for something like oil, or something like that causing, as opposed to just... species dying away
or people some other kind of fish
that too. Yeah, that can happen.
It is happening. Like in many areas around the planet, places are just fished out. Now, most of the areas that still have some fish, there is strict quotas put on the ships that go and fish there. And they have to
fish is good food.
Yeah, yes, it is good food. And that's why shows like The Deadliest Catch come about, because now we're going to either end of the planet to go get the fish that are there, as opposed to, just going off the coast of either one of these, Europe or North America.
Right.
So a lot of the fish now that we eat is fish that is farmed, and they farm it out in the ocean. Mm-hmm. So they take a section of ocean in and we're setting up shop right here. And people go...
They grow the fish.
They grow the fish right there. They feed them and whatever. And the stuff that I hear that they feed them, it's...
Just like Food Incorporated or what it was. Is that what it called, that movie? Yeah, Food Inc.?
Food Inc., yeah.
Same thing. Just reproduction, whatever it takes to reproduce it all so that they can make money.
Right. Like they feed them like chicken parts, like the arms, whatever.
Claws
and the chicken beaks legs. And the eyeballs and the head,
Yeah, nice.
They chop
beaks.
All that up.
What kind of fish is eating the beaks?
Well, it's all piranhas. I think it's all ground up crab.
That'd be nice, eh? Ground up beaks and chicken legs.
That's disgusting. Anyway, so yeah, dire straits in the Gulf of Mexico. Stuff not looking good as of today. What kind of news you got?
L.A., successful entertainment attorney who was married to actress Catherine Bach, who was, who she was. Catherine Bach was in Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay,
Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. Her husband found dead, apparently suicide. That's what the coroner's officials say. And he's Peter Lopez. Do you know who he is? 60. Died of a gunshot wound at his home in the Encino Hills area, I guess. He was the attorney for some big name people. Michael Jackson's music attorney for several years.
Well, that'll earn him a couple dollars.
Yeah. He, what else did he do? He helped founded Kleinberg, Lopez, Lang, Cuddy, and Klein, which is probably some big name firm.
Probably.
He also represented, the Eagles, Andrea Bocelli, and, Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé. He was just
He's Canadian
here.
Though, isn't he?
Yeah. Bublé, he's from Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Yeah, he was, and he was just in Windsor about a month ago, 3 weeks ago.
Why does he remind me sort of Celine Dion? I don't know why. Something about his look or something to do with him.
They both got the same bra size?
Yeah, maybe.
He's all right. I've listened to some.
He's very good.
He's a good musician, obviously.
He can sing incredibly.
He's got a definite style.
Yeah, definite style, definite tone.
Yeah.
Voice. Very good. From everything I've seen so far from him, like I haven't heard much, but I've seen him a couple times on TV or whatever. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good.
He's got a mic technique, mic singing, like, you know, it's this kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
According to what his voice is doing, it's a
good entertainer, too.
Yep.
Sort of reminds me a little bit of the his antics, the Ricky Martin guy. Remember him? He was pretty good.
Ricky Martin guy.
His name was he? Wasn't he in Menudo or something like that?
He was in Menudo.
He was good, though, man. Good singer. I thought he was really good.
He got abused. He had his 15. Well, he had about 20.
By his stepfather, maybe.
Mm.
Somebody else that was really good, too, a singer like that. Who am I thinking of? Oh, it was the Iglesias kid there.
Julio.
He's awesome, man. Not Julio, but his kid, right. Enrique.
Enrique
I guess Iglesias. They called him that because his armpits stunk.
Rica.
Rico. Ricky.
That stinks a lot, man.
Enrique, though, he was good, man.
Was he? Yeah. What did he do?
What do you mean, what did he do?
He did
a remake of Sad Eyes, which was Born in the USA. Who's that guy?
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, wasn't it Bruce Springsteen song, Sad Eyes? He redid that. But he did Hero, I Can Be Your Hero, Baby. And so then his first album, though, if you can find that, if you're looking for that.
I was just going to play some Hero.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was going to say, if I get a pre-roll on a YouTube video, that would really suck ass.
I can be your hero.
I can be your hero. I can be your hero. It's mellow, holy.
Yeah. Would you save
my soul? Is there a volume on YouTube here anywhere?
On YouTube, yeah, it should be on the right side there. Isn't there a...
No, it's on the left.
Left, okay.
But it's cranked. Is this going to get louder?
A little bit.
So, this guy sucks ass. I can't stand listening to this anymore.
Oh, he's awesome, man. I think he's great. If you could find his first CD, like on Amazon or somewhere, like there's a bunch of tunes on there that were, you know. Well, if you like don't like that kind of music or easy listening or vocal music, you know what I mean? Then what's that Jeff Beck?
What is that Jeff
Beck? I don't know, but it looks like something new to me.
Well, yeah, it's the new one. And why? Is because I've got, I bought that from Amazon, and I bought that from Amazon, too.
Holding out, eh?
Yeah, I'm holding out for
sure. Did you search Enrique?
Yeah, I thought I clicked on his name after it. Like this, I clicked and made it look like it was going.
Okay, down a little, the last one you had, I think. Is that, what's that called? Enrique? Yeah,
Enrique.
Click on that. That's his first CD, I think, or whatever. Or his first English one, anyways.
1999.
Get to the song list down under there. What do we got?
Divine Rhythm, Be With You.
Rhythm Divine is big. Be With You, yeah.
Heavily produced for sure, but that's cool.
He's good. He sings really good, so that's the whole thing there.
That's the whole thing there, and there's nothing else. That's the whole thing, period.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a little bit of information there on Catherine Bach and her husband, guess, shot himself, 60 years old. Who does that? Why does he do that? He's a big attorney for some big people, and he shoots himself.
Dude.
60.
People go into places that are really dark, and they just can't get out, man.
Something, he must have been involved in something shady.
Or there's that. Or he didn't. He got killed accidentally, suicided.
Well, accidentally, maybe. Or maybe somebody shot a guy.
Two to the head.
Who knows? And the other thing is that there's...
I got a breaking news story, too, by the way.
Bangladesh. There's a lot of children dying from diarrhea.
Yeah.
And they say now that there may be some kind of Gatorade drink. And I guess what it is basically is salt in their water.
Yeah, the stuff
a pinch of salt, a fistful of sugar, a half a liter of water. That's the recipe for saving all these lives.
That doesn't sound too hard to...
Gatorade-ish kind of thing to put these things back in the kid's body so that they're not sick.
Right.
Electrolytes and so forth.
And so on.
Okay, what's your breaking story?
But the sad truth is a lot of people don't want those children to live because there's too many people there already.
Yeah, well, that's another thing we're faced with, but... Then where does that end? Because there's going to be a lot more and more people here too. And there are those powers that be that don't want this many people in this side of the world either.
Exactly.
So
it ain't going to end just with us or with them. No.
No.
So, breaking news. You got the breaking news sound thing?
And there it is.
Arizona Governor Jan Brewer signed a bill Friday, that was yesterday, that makes changes to a controversial new state immigration law, saying the changes could ease concerns about racial profiling. I know we talked about this story last week on the show about Arizona passing a law that basically gives the police and all law enforcement officers there, whether they be immigration officers or just city police officers, the deputy in the little town, he can go up to any car if he has reason to believe that anybody in a car or anybody walking down the street, he can just go up to them and say, "Papers, please." Oh, no, that's not an Arizona accent. Can I see your paper? Can I see your papers, please?
Yeah, pretty much like that.
But it's reminds Western, you very much of the whole German thing, you know?
Yeah.
You're just walking down the street.
And I would like to see your papers.
Exactly. Yeah.
I got some right here. Do you want me to roll or are you going to, you know?
Twist it up, dude.
Twist and shout.
These changes specifically answer legal questions raised by some who expressed fears that the original law would somehow allow or lead to racial profiling. Brewer said, well, no kidding, because it's all about the illegal immigrants coming in from Mexico. These new amendments make it crystal clear and undeniable that racial profiling is illegal and will not be tolerated in Arizona. But opponents challenged that assertion in the run-up to Brewer's signing of the changes on Friday. Doesn't deter anything, legal director of Arizona ACLU. It's not a serious hurdle. Like, who's going to police the little deputy in some town who thinks he's getting abused by all these illegal aliens coming to town? Who's going to stop that guy?
Nobody.
Nobody. So what does it matter if it's illegal or not? He is the law dude.
He's the law.
Okay, today's show topic. It's influential people. The people that have influenced me, the people that have influenced you, the people that influenced our grandparents, and the people that influenced the Egyptians 2,000 years ago, the Palestinians.
I'm going by the USA Today most influential people list, a list of 25 people.
And what is
may or may not be real people.
Right. And what exactly is the heading of this list? Do you mind scrolling to the top of your list?
Yeah, it's the most influential people. Most influential people.
Mm. That's very small, not very
specific. They are the 25 most influential people of the past 25 years.
25 years,
those
okay.
who changed our world, transformed technology, mapped the human body, and affected the way we relate to one another.
They gave away three of the people right there just by saying
there
that.
There you go. And that's so that's fairly influential in the last 25 years. And
but we got to talk,
which is going to be a lot different than the last 50, 100,000 years. So.
Humankind.
Right.
Right.
In all of humankind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've only been here for a little while.
Sure.
In the whole scheme of things. And we know of some people that were influential, you know, thousands of years ago.
So Jesus Christ won't be in this list?
And
not until he comes back.
Genghis Khan and Charlemagne and all those other dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Julius Caesar. Very influential people back in their day.
Or Elvis.
Elvis was very influential.
Sure.
And so were the Beatles.
The Beatles, yeah, that's not going to be in here either.
But anyway,
25
let's
years.
Just go through the USA today one for starters. Who do you got? Number 25. Drum roll, please.
We got that somewhere, too. Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson? Where was he born?
Doughy Star TV's The Simpsons. I don't know where he was born.
Springfield, Illinois.
The irony and irreverence at the core of American humor. The same force that's helped make The Daily Show's Jon Stewart a major source of news for young people.
Homer, he's crossed over so many generations now.
No Homer?
No Homer. Don't! that a lot of people can relate to them. Like, when Homer first came out, I think a lot of guys just said, I see a little piece of me inside of Homer Simpson. Mm-hmm. There's some of me there. And then there's the kids who grew up watching Homer Simpson as like a little kid. He was like the popular, he was like the Fred Flintstone of their day.
Sure.
And
Flintstones, love them.
You gotta love the Flintstones. So now that they're young adults, because how long, they've been around 25 years, is that right?
Simpsons? A long time, yeah. Pretty close.
And so now these kids can really relate to Simpson because they're still making new Simpsons episodes. Could you imagine if they were kept making new Flintstones?
Wow.
That would have been...
It was something that they were making new Flintstones, and as we were getting older, when they did the takeoff of the Flintstones, you know, when Pebbles and Bam Bam show and all that, and they were older,
right.
And all that kind of stuff. So
that was lame.
Yeah, and you weren't really into that, but.
No, not at all. But so I'm just saying that there's young adults right now who grew up watching Homer Simpson, and you have to think that he influences these kids, which aren't kids anymore, in some way or other. Number 24.
Still no drum roll. Ryan White, the face of AIDS, 13-year-old hemophiliac from Kokomo, was diagnosed with AIDS in 1984, then banned from attending his public middle school, a human face for a stigmatized disease. He died in 1990.
So he had 6 years to live after he was diagnosed with HIV.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah, he was a landmark in human history. I don't know how influential he was. I don't know what kind of work he did during those 6 years, but... obviously, he was the face of AIDS.
Number 23. That was low. Number 23.
There we go.
Russell Simmons, hip-hop pioneer, helped popularize a distinctively American form of music, co-founding the hip-hop label Def Jam.
Oh, he's the Def Jam dude.
And Def Jam influenced mainstream pop culture from music to dance to dress since the mid-80s. Def Jam.
Was the Beast Boys on Def Jam?
The Beastie Boys? I don't think they were on Def Jam, were they?
No, I have no idea. I'm just
asking. I don't think so. No.
Trying to think of some large artists that were.
Def Jam and Def Recording, that was stuff like... I think all the early big people, like, wasn't Snoop Dogg? I'm thinking of Death Row, not Def Jam.
Death Row Records?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
So maybe the Beastie Boys could have been on Def Jam.
21 and 22, Death Row Records, and no. 21 and 22 are Bill and Hillary Clinton. 42nd president and New York senator.
Come on, they're not both equally influential.
He was the first Democrat elected to two terms in the White House since FDR, then survived impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it. And then survived impeachment. And she went from wronged wife to New York senator to the most viable woman, female presidential contender in U.S. history.
Yes, she was definitely more viable than Sarah Palin.
So that's pretty influential to some degree, just the fact of what she achieved.
Yes.
In almost becoming president of the United States.
Yeah, that's true. I was talking to Mike downstairs.
He's number 20.
He's your guy downstairs, and he stopped.
He's down there today on Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking to me about his cousin who was on my Facebook.
Oh, right. Yeah, he wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah. Janet. Arsenault was her name.
You went to school with her or something like that?
I went to school with her, yeah.
You went to school with his cousin?
With his cousin, okay, right. Yeah. And he on Facebook, she was really excited about being the official photographer for when he came into town at Windsor, at Caesars Windsor.
Right, yeah.
So she was, she got to meet and greet and took pictures with him and, you know, had somewhat of a conversation. She's pumped about that, which...
Next thing you know, she's under the podium.
With a cigar up her legs.
Jesus.
You know what I'm talking about? That's what I don't get, like, how a woman could ever really say, oh, I'm so glad to meet you. You're the, you know, you were the president of the United States. You know, like, just this far from getting impeached, and he got caught cheating on his wife nationally. And we found out what, exactly what the sex acts were.
Yeah.
And well, one of them dealt with a cigar.
Yeah.
So I don't see how some chick can be like, oh, I'm so happy to meet you.
I would be.
Because you wanted the cigar.
Yeah. Number 20 is... J.K. Rowling, author.
She's influential. Do you think she influences the way people think, or does she influence the way other writers write their books?
I think it's more the writer's thing and entertainment and that series style of her books and film and all that kind of thing. Not that that didn't exist, but I mean...
Stephen King.
Yeah.
He was good at it, too.
But yeah, she's influential, I guess, to some degree with this. Obviously, they think so.
I wonder, was she a fan of J.R.R. Tolkien?
That... won't know.
Okay.
In this particular show.
No.
Really. The first Harry Potter book, completed in 1995 and initially rejected by several publishing houses, launched a 7-volume series that absorbed children and adults in complicated fantasies spanning thousands of pages.
Yes, that was thousands.
Imagine being one of the ones that turned her down.
No.
And that just happens all the time. I've been turned down by publishing companies. Boy, are they going to be sorry.
You're going to be sorry. Someday.
Number 19. Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, he's influential, but I think there was a corrupt side to him. There was something that...
Released in 1990 after 27 years in prison, he preached reconciliation and was the first elected president of a fully democratic South Africa.
Right.
Why was he in prison?
What was he charged with?
Yeah.
Uprising against the government. Mm-hmm. All the black people were saying that the Dutch people shouldn't be running the joint.
Then he's a president.
And then, yeah, it's like he came around full circle. So, you know, he started his political career pretty young because he's still doing his thing. He's one of those guys who represents something, I think, to a lot of black people.
Represent.
He's representing. But if you get into some of the history and the stuff that goes on in the back rooms... It's not too pretty.
There's something going on in the back room here. What's going on back there?
There's nothing going on over here.
Okay. Number 18 is Howard Schultz.
What? Somebody don't even know his
guy,
name.
Yeah, the guy from Hogan's Heroes.
Schultz, I see nothing.
A Starbucks entrepreneur. That's something. Starbucks is just like a hugest thing.
I think for Americans, that was the first chain they saw that just was meteoric in the way it just started off and just boom. Next thing you know, there's a Starbucks on every other corner.
A poor kid from Brooklyn who wanted to replicate Italian espresso bars, he cultivated a chain of coffee houses that have influenced many Americans' daily habits and taste buds, much as Ray Kroc's McDonald's did,
of course,
a generation earlier.
Right. I don't think
so. Yeah,
McDonald's didn't take off quite as... like that.
It right.
took a while before those things got around and the whole franchisee. I think McDonald's was a pioneer in the franchise restaurant business.
It was Italian, not a franchise.
Franchise. Hey, you have some franchise. Do you know why he called the place Starbucks?
No, why?
It was because that was the name of the dude on the ship.
What ship?
The Pequod.
Oh, yeah?
Which is in that famous story, Moby Dick.
Wow. Starbuck.
That's correct.
Not to be confused with Buck Star.
He's a porn star, isn't he? Buck. He was buck naked. Number
she was bucking.
17.
Michael Jordan, basketball star, arguably the greatest basketball player of all time, mostly for the Chicago Bulls. His Athletic leaps and slam dunks influenced a generation of players with a likable persona. He also led all leagues in lucrative endorsements.
Yeah, he was one of
What's that mean? Also led all leagues in lucrative endorsements.
Baseball league, basketball league, you know, golf.
Oh, above, over and above anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Might not be golf, because obviously Tiger's above whatever he ever did.
Tiger. Number 16. We'll skip number 16. Deng Xiaoping. Do you know how to say that?
It's Deng Xiaoping.
Yeah, there you go. Deng Xiaoping.
Yeah.
Chow. How do you get Chow out of with an X?
Well,
the de facto leader of China.
It's just the way they make it sound.
It should have been a CH.
Yeah, but they don't do CH in Chinese.
Chow.
Yes, China is spelled with a CH, but if they spelled it correctly, it would be CX.
That's just ridiculous. I don't even believe any of it. The de facto leader of China from 78 to the 90s, he opened the nation to global markets and economic modernization through socialism with Chinese characteristics. And he cracked down on, what is that, Tiananmen Square Tiananmen protesters? Square. In, oh, yeah, in 69?
No.
89.
Mm-hmm.
60, 70, 80, 90. Yeah, that would have been too long ago. 25
too long
years.
Ago, yes.
These are the past 25 years. So,
yeah, he's the leader of China, and that's why we have. He's one of the influential guys in so much that he is the reason why we buy everything from China. All our stuff is made in China because we accepted it.
We accepted
their crap.
We made that mistake a long time ago.
Walking into that Walmart.
Heil Xiaoping!
Sure.
Number 15. Sam Walton, retailing pioneer.
Oh, speaking of Walmart.
A farm boy from Oklahoma who started with Walton's Five and Dime in Bentonville, Arkansas. He relied on high volume and low markups to build the world's biggest retailer and swamp the competition.
Yeah. I don't know how influential he is, but he is definitely one of the more successful business people in retail, that's for sure.
Okay, number 14 is George W. Bush, for 43rd President of the United States, taking office after a 5-4 Supreme Court decision settled the 2000 election. Let America. Okay, enough said.
That's all that I think of big George W.
Number 12 and 13.
I got a fart page on my deal.
I guess you do. Sergey Brin and Larry Page, co-founders of Google.
Uh-huh.
That's huge.
Now, those guys are influential.
They are.
They
yeah, have, how young this guy looks, man.
Well, that's when they first started. They're not all that young now. They're in their 40s.
25 years later, maybe.
Yep.
That's incredible.
They are the dudes who started, for one thing, they are the biggest ad sellers on, that's where they make their billions of dollars.
Yep.
And obviously, a lot of other companies would love to have that type of income just from running ads. So mm-hmm. now Facebook is heavily on their heels. And so is Apple with their iAds.
Yep.
Everybody wants to run ads on whatever device you're on,
mm-hmm.
whether you're doing search or running an app or whatever. Number 11.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
Oh, yeah.
Soviet leader.
The reason the wall came down.
Last leader of the Soviet Union from 85 to 91. He introduced economic and political reforms. Glasnost and Perestroika.
Perestroika, yeah. One of those words means openness or let's be open or whatever.
And forged a partnership with an anti-communist U.S. president. On Gorbachev's watch, the Berlin Wall fell and the Soviet Union dissolved.
So did it break the watch when the wall fell on it? It fell on his watch. It says right there.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Bad Religion from New Maps of Hell. This is Heroes and Martyrs. Okay, we're back. The Jabbercast, and this is we're talking about
today. Influential people. People that have influenced you, influenced me, and everybody else who's come before us. And we're just going through the USA Today's top 25 most influential people. And we may talk about
of the past 25 years.
Yeah, of the 25 years, whereas we may get into other type of people. But we just talked about Mr. Mikhail Gorbachev at number 11. And number 10...
Bono. Rock musician and activist for Africa, born Paul Hewson, the lead singer of the Irish rock band U2, has shrewdly pressed world leaders to forgive third world debt and address the AIDS pandemic in Africa.
I think he prefers to be called Bono.
Bono. I like Bono.
Pro Bono. What does that mean? That's Latin for something for
free. Wait a minute. Is it Boner? No, it's Bono.
Bob Boner.
Bono. Bono's the real thing, isn't it?
I think it is Bono.
I still like Bono.
I don't know how influential. He's one of those, what do they call those people? Philanthropists. Mm-hmm. He goes around and tries to help as many people as he can. Very helpful people. Just because you're helpful doesn't necessarily mean you're influential unless you inspire other people to be as helpful as you are.
Maybe he does. Maybe you're just not that inspired.
I'm not.
My niece Nina hangs out with his daughter. They're in class together.
Oh, name dropping now, are we there, Big JD?
They go to school together.
And the name of the school, again?
Tisch.
It's Tisch in Manhattan.
That's right.
Imagine going to school in Manhattan, Big
That'd
JD.
That'd be sweet. She's coming home Tuesday, actually. So she's done for the
semester
year.
Or whatever, yeah.
Number 9. Pope John Paul II.
Yeah,
he Porn was... pontiff.
Porn pontiff? Why would you say that about the Pope?
I thought it said porn. I realized it said pontiff.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, you never know. Yeah. There's a lot goes on with these people.
Priests have a bad name.
They do.
The Roman Catholic Church has a bad name, I should say. Unfortunately. Yeah, he was very influential. Go ahead, read the little blurb.
Polish born. Is it Karol or Carol?
Carol.
Józef.
Walesa, what is that?
Wotila.
Wotila.
Anyway, he helped propel a peaceful revolution in Poland in 1989 that ended Soviet domination and reverberated through Eastern Europe in a 26-year papacy.
Papacy.
He defined the Roman Catholic Church's role in modern times.
Sure did. He was there for a really long time, and I think he was loved. And someone tried to kill him while he was on the watch, if you recall. And then after that, he went around the streets, driving around in the Pope Mobile. Remember that little glass ordeal that he got pulled around on? He's the guy who started that.
Number 8. Lance Armstrong, cyclist and cancer activist. He won a record-breaking 7 consecutive Tour de France races, cycling's most prestigious event. After battling testicular cancer, sales of his iconic Livestrong
wristbands.
Have raised millions of dollars to help fight cancer.
Yeah, now that's an influential guy.
He is, yes.
He is helping people who have cancer, and he's also an amazing athlete who not too many people can be at their peak for 7 years, because that is one of the most trying sports there is. If you ever watch a video of those guys doing that race after race, day after day, and to actually win in one of those for 7 years in a row, it's crazy.
It is. It's amazing. Number 7. Physicist Stephen Hawking, in the tradition of Isaac Newton and Albert Einstein, he explored the nature of the universe. He popularized science, wrote the best-selling A Brief History of Time in 1988, and remains a puckish personality, despite being severely disabled by Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah. It's amazing. I don't know how long he's been stricken with this, but...
long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smartest dude on the planet, if you ask me.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And up until the time before he was stricken by this, he was a professor at, I forget, Yale or Harvard.
Yeah, I don't know if he still is, but he still did that for a long time, I think, after.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Using some kind of speech synthesis or something?
Yeah.
Well, he'd be the guy who would be into that.
Yeah, that's what he uses.
Yeah.
My name is Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, I can
see
him.
That's what it sounds like.
I can see him doing that for sure. He's the guy who also invented the, like a sensor for digital cameras.
Right. CCD? No.
Flovian, I think it's called.
Oh, no. Those years are getting mixed up with sex ed. The Flovian tubes.
Fallopian tubes. No, Flovian.
All righty. No drum roll for number six. Osama bin Laden, terrorist. Number five and four.
Okay. We're not even going to talk about Osama bin Laden.
Francis Collins and J. Craig Venter, mappers of the human genome. The Human Genome Project, headed by Collins, and a parallel private effort by Calera Genomics under Venter, jointly announced the mapping of the human genome in 2000, opening the door to breakthroughs in identifying, treating, and preventing the world's most feared diseases.
Yeah, these guys are the dudes who built the foundation for us developing cures for probably cancer. It's probably going to help us in finding all kinds of cures for diseases. Maybe even Lou Gehrig's disease and Stephen Hawking can be cured.
Hey, you never know. Number three. Oprah Winfrey. Number two.
Well, she's pretty influential.
Yeah, she is.
For women and for...
And for black women.
Black women.
As a talk show host, first at WLS TV's AM Chicago in 1984, she pioneered a form of intimate public discourse and brought taboo subjects into the open and sparked a confessional self-help culture.
Yep. She definitely influenced a lot of people to write self-help books, that's for sure. And she's also influential in so much that she's she is the richest woman in the world, if I'm not mistaken.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So she's influential to entrepreneurs and women who are in business in
just
general.
Very influential to many people, yeah.
Did you see the movie Precious?
I did.
Okay, just kind of curious.
Precious.
That's
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Anyway, okay.
That's crazy.
Ronald Reagan, 40th president of the United States.
Oh, boy, he deserves one of these.
Elected in 80 and reelected in 84. Number one.
The number one most influential person in the last 25 years, according to USA Today. Bill Gates.
Software entrepreneur, as Microsoft software shaped the way millions use the technology that has transformed communications and commerce, making him the world's richest man and now a leading philanthropist.
Yeah, more philanthropy on the top 25 list. But yeah, he was influential in a lot of ways for sure. Marketing something that was purely geek domain to consumers, and the fact that he had an operating system that was widely adopted by, you know, everybody on to run on their computers, because he was smart enough to license that operating system to hardware manufacturers, as opposed to other operating systems and other hardware makers didn't go that route. And of course, he made bajillions of dollars doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right. So what are we talking about today?
Okay, normally you like to put a gadget in the Tech Talk realm,
of course,
but
yeah.
There is other stuff besides.
Or sometimes we just talk about technology.
In general, yeah. Well, there's a tech story going on right now about Flash on cell phones. What is Flash? Flash is a technology whereby you can have animations and stuff on your web page, or you can have a application that's run completely in Flash. Well, one of the most popular phones out there is the iPhone. It's kind of the leader in where they're innovating new technologies to be mobile that a lot of other cell phone companies are kind of racing behind them. And some are going ahead of them, but lagging in others. But the iPhone is right up there as far as whatever happens on the iPhone is the next thing that's going to happen in cellular smartphone technology in the future. everybody kind of agrees to that. Well, it was either yesterday or it was Thursday or Friday. Steve Jobs wrote an open letter to Adobe on why we're not putting Flash on the iPhone. Did you read it?
I did not.
Hmm. Kind of surprised. I thought you might catch that.
I think I might. Am I going to hear it now?
No, I'm not going to read the letter to you. It's a pretty long.
Is it? No, but I'd love to check it out.
Yeah, you will want to check it out. You can go to apple.com right now, and at the bottom, they usually have four or five things down at the bottom that are like stuff they want you to click on. And one of them, it's called Thoughts on Flash. You'll see an icon down there.
Good stuff.
And it's Steve's letter, and it gives six different reasons why Flash is not on the iPhone. And I'm not going to go through any part of it because he brings up some very valid points as to why we're not putting Flash on the iPhone. The one that stuck out with me is that it's not Flash in itself is a mouse driven cursor over interface. A lot of stuff happens when you hover over stuff. Stuff pops out when you hover your mouse. So
sure,
there is no metaphor for that one on a touch screen. We don't have the same kind of thing. We actually got to touch stuff for anything to be activated on the screen. So Flash doesn't translate well to that ordeal. However, supposedly Flash was going to come out with a mobile version at the beginning of 2009, then moved it up to late 2009, then early 2010. Now it's late 2010 that they're saying this new version of Flash is going to come out. So Adobe responds to Apple by giving employees Android phones with Flash. So they built this Flash for mobile operating system. And three sources familiar with Adobe's plans told CNET that Adobe plans to give its employees mobile phones powered by Google's Android mobile operating system and running a new mobile version of Flash created for that platform. Adobe has reportedly not decided which Android phone it will give its employees, though various HTC phones and the Nexus One were specifically mentioned. It's a time-honored technology industry practice of dog-fooding, that's in quotation marks, one's own products. Adobe and Google want to encourage employees to spend as much time using Android and the Flash Player 10.1 as possible, Tom Kratz was told. They added, it's also not clear if it will be a perk just for developers within the company or if all employees will be given these phones. So it's a swipe at Apple, even though Adobe's already said, you know, they put a lot of time and effort in making compilers for making iPhone and iPad apps. And Apple said, if you make your app using one of those, it's going to be denied, so don't bother doing that. So they're just saying no Flash from the get-go on the iPhone. So, okay, we're just talking about Apple, and my quote is from Steve Jobs.
All righty, how fitting.
It is fitting, and it's fitting that, you know, Bill Gates was the leader of, or the top of the USA Today list. There's a lot of quotes that are very good, but the one that is particularly fitting for today's show is short and sweet. Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower. Innovation is a very influential, if you're considered an innovator, and you're widely considered an innovator, that means you have some influence on those people who you are developing or innovating products for, or whatever you're doing.
Making you the leader.
Yeah, so obviously Steve thinks that Apple is the leader, and I have to agree. There, like I told you about the iPhone. The iPhone is definitely in the lead, and a lot of people are trying to catch up to that technology.
Absolutely. So that wraps up today's show on influential people. And next week we will do our
hunting and fishing show.
Right.
Live from Lake St. Clair in Big JD's boat.
Maybe we should do it live from fishing.
That's one of the activities I really can't stand.
Same here.
I'd rather watch corn grow than fish. If I'm swimming, I don't mind being out on a lake in a boat, but actually throwing a line out, bah. But like a lot of guys are into that, and I know guys who are into that, and I'm going to be interviewing I think what we should do, just to throw out these ideas while we're just sitting here, like, because I can probably get two or three guys I can ask the questions to. So we write down five questions and ask them the five questions and have them see what the different answers are to the same five questions.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, that's what we'll do.
All right. I'll leave it up to you to write the questions because you're really good at writing, for one thing, and you're a good interviewer, too, as we know from you talking to me.
Thank you. .ca. That's the letter U, the number, however it goes. You'll find it.
Everywhere else.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll see everybody next week for the Hunting and Fishing Show.
Thanks a lot for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast, talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo, all rights reserved, listener feedback occurred, some conditions apply, open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm...